Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Rockstrom.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, there's a report that some of these super bugs, these nasty bugs that we've been talking about in the medical centers, could be lurking around your doctor's office. I know. I was like, what? Wait, what? So I ran to the office, and I'm like sniffing around and tasting the counters and, you know, trying to figure out if I could see if we have any of these super bugs, because if we do, we are closing down shop and hazmating the place. But we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about, which is kind of scary, that ADHD, having ADHD, may increase your risk of dying early. Now, what's interesting about all these articles that have surfaced regarding ADHD and premature death is in the article title or the study title, they have the bad part of the study at the end of the title, probably because they're hoping that then most people don't, I guess, sit through the title long enough to realize the bad news. But we got to talk about that. Having ADHD can increase your risk of having premature death. So what they need to do so everybody pays attention is, and I think a lot of us have aspects of ADHD. Even if we might not have been born that way or might not have had it as childhood, our society is making us ADHD. They just are. With everything being at our demand and on demand and instantaneous, that now we're expecting it. And so I believe, you know, I'm sure that if anybody back from the 1950s time traveled, all right, to the future and saw us here and looked at us like, what the, what, you know, who cares? Just, it's so what? They didn't call. You know, when you get home, you can make the phone call. No, I need to call them now. So we're going to talk about that. Speaking of, you know, screens and smartphones and instantaneous, apparently we're having skyrocketing rates of nearsightedness and people having more of a need to use to need glasses. And we have some doctors giving us some advice on how to, I guess, handle the growing rate of nearsightedness. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm a little bit kind of moody today. It's my baby's birthday. My little baby, Stoney. Stoney was my first 15 years ago, gave birth to him. I told you guys all about the story. Really? Oh, I'll tell you about the story. Okay, if you could kind of picture this, you know, have a real good visual. No, he was supposed to be born February 22nd, and everybody hates hearing pregnancy stories, but it's my baby's birthday, so you're going to hear it. So anyway, I was induced, okay, we were contracting, because apparently my fluid was really low. I had oligohydramnios, meaning low fluid. Now, being a doctor, running around the place, actually I was a resident, so I was still in training. We never drink enough, and we aren't off our feet. So running around doing the shifts that I was doing and the call, et cetera, he started to lose fluid. So they're like, well, why don't we induce him? All right, so they started to induce me, and it wouldn't come out. The little bugger didn't want to. I really should have just attacked that dungeon. Anyway, he didn't want to come out, probably because he was scared of me. You know, because, I mean, you can hear me in the womb. They even say you really need to read to your womb. It's really important to read to your womb. Right, you know, because it's very important for them to hear your voice. Really? I think he was so scared of coming out because I was his mama. He's like, you know what? I'll just sit tight where I'm at. So I was probably the only person in the hospital that after 2 days of labor, they sent back. So while everybody else is in the elevator holding their baby, I'm sitting there still pregnant. And they're like, boy, you know, your tummy didn't go down. I go, no, I still got a baby in there. So I go home for my husband's birthday. You know, I get to see the dog and, you know, all that. And then we go back and, you know, here he comes. Now, they thought that he wasn't going to make it regular vaginal. So they're getting the C-section room, and then they start to have, you know, the forceps ready and the suction ready. And then all of a sudden, he's like, you know what? I'm getting the hell out of here. Maybe I can make a run for it. So as he starts to come out, the doctor's like, Dahlia, do you want to deliver the rest of your baby? I'm like, really? So he goes, yeah, sit up, grab him, and pull him out of your, you know, vagina. And I'm like, oh, I'm not used to taking things out of it, but that's a good idea. So I pull baby out, and he goes, ma, you aren't supposed to say that kind of sound, but that's what he did. There was meconium everywhere, his stool. There was all the fluid and blood and all sorts of all over the place. So I'm looking at my baby, and I'm like, take him. He's gross. So they clean him up, and I go, really get behind the ear. Honestly, look at that. There's that white crack. Just please clean him up. All right, and then they're like, we need to sew you up here because, woo-wee, his big ass head really ripped you and tore you to pieces. So I'm like, all right, sew me up. So they sew me up and all that. I mean, I'm looking at him. I'm like, you know what? I can live with this kid. I don't know. He really looks funny. He was very skinny. Very, very skinny, you know, like a plucked chicken. He was 6'10", but, you know, for us big people in my family, you know, we should have easily dropped a 15-pounder. So then they hand him to me. And I look at him, and he looks at me like, Lord have mercy, really, you're my mama? And I go, you know what? I am your mama, and I love you. If you promise to take care of me later, because Social Security may not exist later, and Medicare, and you know, yeah. And, you know, he looks at me, he's like, whatever. And that was when I first met my son. That was 15 years ago. So today I had to wake him up. You know, it's his birthday, and he's this big, pubertized teenager. He's like almost 6 feet and over 200 pounds. And, you know, so I'm trying to spank his tushy to do birthday spankings. And he's just sleeping. I mean, he's a man now. And it's really hard for me as a mom, you know, for just 15 years to go from little baby who I had to take care of and who always wanted mama to, mom, leave me alone. You know, mom, you're embarrassing me, mom. It's hard. I know you guys go through that and, you know, but I, you know, to me, he's always going to be my little baby, and I could just give him so many little kisses. So anyway, all right. Okay, enough. Let's get to some medical news. Hey, happy birthday, little Stony Tushy. You're my little cookie Tushy. All right, we'll talk soon. I'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the CDC is now looking for bacteria in a way at doctor's offices, thinking the deadly bacteria Clostridium difficile may be lurking in your doctor's office. It's typically found in hospitals, C. diff, okay? But a lot of people who contracted C. diff are like, what the hell are you talking about? We were never at a hospital. So, this bacteria can cause very deadly diarrhea. Remember the poop transplants, the stool transplants we've been talking about? The reason why we now have to put other people's stool, okay, into your buttocks, or not into your buttocks, but basically into your, bowels, is because of C. diff. This Clostridium difficile causes you to have chronic wasting and diarrhea and bleeding and pain, and it is one of the most difficult ones to treat because it's resistant to a lot of antibiotics. And sometimes antibiotics can make it worse. They say the new report shows nearly 500,000 Americans infected in various locations in 1 year, with 15,000 deaths directly attributed to C. diff. In a 2013 study, researchers found C. diff, or Clostridium difficile, present in 6 out of 7 outpatient clinics tested in Ohio, including on patients' chairs and examining tables. The CDC is so concerned that they're starting a new study to try to assess nationally whether people are actually getting C. diff in doctors' offices. Now, lucky for you guys, there's these docket boxes that you could go online, and you could talk to the doctor online and bypass the doctor's office. Not that I think that's the best visit out there, but we're going to probably start seeing people just not touch or talk or hug or shake hands with anybody anymore. Everybody's just going to be home doing business from their home, talking to clients from their home, seeing patients from their home, talking to family members on Skype, and no one's going to leave their house. No one's going to get any sun. No one's going to hug their mom anymore. No one's going to come and visit their mama, even though it's his birthday today, and he's going to leave his mama when he grows up. Anyway. But anyway, this is where we're going. All right? They suggest a few things, okay? They want, if you go to the doctor's office, to wash your hands after you visit the doctor's office. Soap and water. Do not do the squirt of the hand sanitizer that most doctors have for you on your way out. Don't do that. Because if you do, it can unfortunately, it may not get rid of C. diff, and it can actually in some ways promote more antibiotic resistant bugs. They also said if you are getting an antibiotic, they say question your doctor whenever you're prescribed an antibiotic. Okay, because powerful broad spectrum antibiotics wipe away the good bacteria. Now I would like to change that a little bit. Okay, this is CNN. Do not sit there and question your doctor. All right, you don't want to do that. You don't want to get all defensive, and you don't want to get all uppity, etc. All right, what you need to do is discuss with him. All right, if I get this antibiotic, doctor, could I be at risk for C. diff, Clostridium difficile? And if he goes, oh, that's very good question. All right, he will then need to discuss with you why he picked that choice of antibiotic, and why he thinks the benefits outweigh the risks. Now, doctors know not to give antibiotics for viruses. We know that. Okay? But patients come in asking for antibiotics. And then when a doctor says, no, I'm not giving you an antibiotic, they get all mad and they start to complain and they review them negatively and they take them to the medical board and all that other stuff. And then he's calling me going, Dahlia, look, these patients want antibiotics. I'm trying not to prescribe them. And it is. It's tough. But, if your doctor's handing you an antibiotic and you were like, but I only came in here for a paper cut, find out why. What is he thinking? The CDC study, but most doctors don't do that, published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine, said 150,000 people who had not been in the hospital came down with C. diff in 2011. Of those, 82% had visited a doctor or dentist office in the 12 weeks before their diagnosis. The CDC is hoping its new study will help determine cause and effect because it's possible that the C. diff was already there. Right? So the C. diff was already there in the patients. But, again, I do not want to think that any of us doctors could be making it worse. So I think it's extremely important. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. ADHD, having ADHD may raise your risk for premature death. People with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, they said, are twice as likely to die prematurely as those that don't have it. They say the risk is small, but it's something that needs to be looked at. In a study of more than 2 million people, Danish researchers found that accidents were the most common cause of premature death among people with ADHD, and the risk was significantly higher for women and those diagnosed in adulthood. Now, why? What could they be dying of? All right. Well, remember we talked about type A personalities for decades. We were like, all right, he's type A, so he's going to have a heart attack. Some people who are type A may have attention deficit. So somebody who's more stressed, somebody who wants to take on the 20-hour workday on Wall Street, okay, may not be personality-wise a person that sits there and just looks let's say, at one piece of paper all day. He may be a multitasker, boom, 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 a shifter, et cetera. Yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. All right. And, you know, handling multiple things at once. You know, doctors get accused of being attention deficit a lot. And it's because of our training. Okay. You have to, you know, when you're in training, we used to have beepers. Okay. You guys don't have beepers anymore, obviously. But we had to expect that no matter what, when we got beeped, or if there was a code that we had to, you know, go and run to save a person's life, my time with that patient right then and there is going to be short. Okay? This is also why I think a lot of doctors are very short and quick with their patients. You know, a lot of times we blame it on Obamacare or HMOs and having to see a lot of patients. It's in our training. Okay? If I would be sitting there shooting the breeze with a patient, one of my superiors would be like, where the hell is she? What's going on? Come on. We got to move on. We got to go to the next patient. We got to go to the next patient. Next patient. We got to scrub in for surgery. Come on. Let's go. It was always boom, boom, boom. We would run down the hall, walk down the hall. It was always speed. When you ate dinner, if you had any time for dinner, all right, any time for dinner, okay, you ate it within 30 seconds. I mean, everything was in a rush, in a hurry, because you always had to make sure you were available, and you kept being beeped and called. This person's coding. This person's saying they're having trouble breathing. This person had fecal incontinence. This person this. Can you come here? I can't read your writing, Dahlia. Can you come back, and can you rewrite this order for me? And you're like, really? Are you kidding me? And so you're always on the run. You're always moving quickly. And so we were taught that you can't get to the point, okay? You can't get to the point with a patient 40 minutes down the line. You can't do that. So you need to get to the point immediately. Now, some people are like, oh, you know, doctors don't have any bedside manner. Well, think about it. If we're in the hospital setting and we have to tell you that we think you have congestive heart failure and we need to keep you because we need to run some tests and figure out why your heart is failing, all right, the way I would do that in my office, because now in my medical office, I sit down, I talk, and I go, look, okay, we got a little bit of work ahead of us, okay? I think your heart, even though it's working well, it's not working as well as it should. And the pump isn't pumping as well as it should, so you're getting a little bit of back pressure, back fluid, and that could be causing some of your problems. Now, see, I can do that in the hospital. No. All right? In the hospital, it's like, look, I got to admit to you, you know, from the ER setting, look, I'm getting the admitting doctor. I got a gunshot wound in the next room. Sorry about this, but we think you're in heart failure. All right? Stay here. We're going to tell you more in a minute. I'm going to have the nurse talk to you. I got to go run to the next room. And then meanwhile, the patient's like, what? Failure of the heart? What? So this is where it all starts. And this is why patients are very frustrated. That's why patients don't like doctors, etc. But doctors look ADD because we're always boom, 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 boom. Now, what is ADD? Well, they call it a neurodevelopmental disorder where you have difficulty maintaining an attention span. Or you could also have hyperactivity with it, where you seem to be more hyperactive. And we're going to kind of look at criteria in a little bit. Now, with this particular study, they said they looked at 32,000 people with ADHD, and 107 people died early. Now, what does that mean? You know, are they telling us how they died? Are they telling us what? Did they get hit by a bus? Were they not paying attention? So we're going to talk a little bit more about this. And again, for those of you that are just tuning in, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about ADHD. All right? 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thomas states that he thinks the reason why people with ADHD are dying earlier is because more do drugs. Why do people with attention deficit do more drugs? I want to go back before I answer that. I don't want to globally make a statement like that, that more people with attention deficit do more drugs. However, they say that people that do drugs show signs of attention deficit. Well, let's look at the DSM. We have the DSM-4 criteria here, okay? The DSM is like our psychiatric Bible, all right? And they say these are the diagnostic criteria for attention deficit. So, all right, I would diagnose you with attention deficit disorder for the attention, inattention part, if you have 6 or more of the following symptoms. And if these persisted for at least 6 months to a degree that is not helping you develop, okay? So let's, for example, okay, you fail to give close attention to details, or you make careless mistakes in schoolwork, work, or other activities, okay? So you're inattentive, and you got to be doing this, like, you know, 6 months at least. You often have difficulty sustaining attention in tasks or playing activities. You may think it's boring, but technically somebody could assess that as being inattentive. You often do not listen when spoken to directly. You often do not follow through on instructions. You do not finish your schoolwork. You don't finish your chores. You don't finish your duties in the workplace. However, this isn't oppositional behavior. Okay, some people are like, what? I'm not going to do that. What? Okay, that's oppositional defined. Or if you fail to understand the instructions, I just don't get it. That doesn't count as inattention. Okay? So if your teacher doesn't explain to you how to do the math, and then you go home and you're like, I can't do the math, you should not be diagnosed with attention deficit. Okay, that's a teaching issue. You often have difficulty organizing tasks and activities. You often avoid, dislike, or are reluctant to engage in tasks that require sustained mental effort. So if you have a choice of sitting there playing Candy Crush or, you know, planning your radio show and preparing for it and getting all the scientific information, and I decide to instead play Candy Crush, that can be sign of attention deficit. You often lose things necessary for tasks or activity. I've lost my birth control multiple times. Like, let's say, you know, you go to school and, oops, I don't have a pencil. Or, all right, I went to the job site and I forgot to bring my tools. Okay, that could be a sign. If you're often distracted by extraneous stimuli. So let's say you're in a room, a classroom, and, you know, you're looking at the teacher. And, yeah, you know, there's kids that kind of fidget or whatever. But every time that happens, you're looking over. And then if you're often forgetful in daily activities, oh, I forgot to brush my teeth. Oh, damn, you know, I forgot to shut off the stove. Oh, I forgot to close the refrigerator door. That could be inattention. Now, what about hyperactivity? Okay? Hyperactivity or the impulsivity, all right, where you have six or more of the following symptoms of hyperactivity, impulsivity that have persisted for at least 6 months or to a degree, again, that is maladaptive and inconsistent with development. All right, whatever. Hyperactivity. You're often fidgeting with your hands or feet or squirming in your seat. Huh. See, I like to exercise a lot, so I don't like to just sit. I'm afraid I'm going to get a blood clot, so I'm always kind of, you know, sitting and clenching and kegeling, that kind of stuff. You often leave your seat in the classroom or in situations where you're supposed to be seated. All right, so you're like, you know what, I gotta get the hell out of here. Hyperactivity, you're running around, you're climbing excessively in situations where you shouldn't. So you guys are at a library and your kid starts to climb, you know, the shelves of the library. Often have difficulty playing or engaging in leisure activities quietly. Like when I play Candy Crush, do I sit there? No, I'm like, what? Wait, what are these pies? Wait, what? No, what? Oh, you know, okay, that could be a sign of hyperactivity. Is often on the go, looks like we are driven by a motor, and often talks excessively. What? Alright, so I guess I'm hyperactive. Impulsivity. We often blurt out answers before questions have been completed. I used to do that in medical school. All right, what's a common condition that, okay, medical students, what's a common condition that many of you females have syphilis? can I continue? Gonorrhea. We're not talking about your personal history, Dahlia. We are talking about the average female. All right, well, hurry up. I want to answer the question first. Turned out the answer was breast development. I could have answered that. But I didn't listen. Often has difficulty awaiting your turn. Oh, that's me. I am standing there like if I'm at the McDonald's line. I'm like, my turn. Come on, my turn. Often interrupts or intrudes on others. You butt into conversations or games. You know what? I like to do that. I tell you why I like to do that. I don't think I have attention deficit, but I'm definitely hyperactive. I love going to a restaurant, okay? And intervening in a conversation that a family's having. So, like, for example, let's say there's a father there telling the kid that when they get home, you know, they're going to have to, you know, do their homework. And the kid's like, but I have to do this. And I'm walking, I'm like, oh, hell no, you're doing your homework. If your daddy says you're doing your homework, I say you're doing your homework. See? Yeah. And then the kid's like, who the hell are you? You know, and then I walk by another table and there's like, you know, two lovey-doveys, you know, going, I love you. You know, like the man goes, I love you. And, you know, she's like, oh, I go, say I love you back. Yeah, and then I walk on. You know, it was very interesting. I forget where I was, but I was at a place where it was really kind of sickeningly uncomfortable, where this man comes over. They were older, but not seniors. They were probably 60. And he comes over and he kisses with tongue. And it's the noisy smack kiss that sounds wet. And it isn't just one kiss. He keeps doing it. And they aren't even talking about love. This was just in a public place. And I had to stand there and there was no place to go because I was standing. And he kisses. And, you know, she's like, all right. And, you know, we need to, you know, gas up the car. Of course. And more kisses. You know, oh, and don't forget to call Ruth and blah, blah, blah. And they keep doing it. It's a very noisy kiss. So you can't even look away and not hear the, and the, oh, and it's like, okay, come on, guys, come on. So what I did, because I really needed to stop this, and, you know, I always kind of, you know, I pretend like I could read other people's minds, you know, and so I look at everybody behind me, you know, and they're kind of looking at me like, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, you got to do something. I'm like, I know, I am Superwoman. I'll do something. So I look at them, and I go to her, you are so lucky. Now, she looks at me really disturbed because she was getting a big, juicy tongue in her mouth. And I'm like, my husband would never show that affection. He wouldn't even kiss me longer than that without asking me to, you know, use a breath mint. You have an amazing man. And then the guy is standing there, and I go, ladies, let's applaud this guy for showing his love so demonstratively. What a, oh, my gosh, you could be in 50 Shades of Grey. Yay. So we all clap, and then he leaves. You know, so she's like, you know, thank you, he is. I'm like, you are so lucky. Then I turn around to the people behind me, and they were like, yeah, Superwoman. So if you want to accuse me of being hyperactive, fine by me, but I am saving society. Now, they say some hyperactive, impulsive, or inattentive symptoms had to be present before 7 years. Sometimes that could give you, so like for example, we may develop ADHD now because, you know, oh, our cell phone died and now we're running around the place trying to find, you know, somebody that could, you know, let us use our cell phone or, you know, oh, you know, the fast food window, we're waiting too long, we want our food now. But they say usually a lot of these symptoms had to be present before you were 7 years old. So that's definitely me. Some impairment from the symptoms is present in two or more settings. Did it ever impair me in school? No, I got great grades. So that's why nobody ever diagnosed with anything. They were like, she just needs to cut back on the sugar. My sugar? There must be clear evidence of clinically significant impairment in social, academic, or occupational functioning. I function well, all right? Luckily, my bowels may not function that well, but that's because I'm too in a hurry to sit and poop. And you do not also have, they also kind of, you got to be careful to pull it out of schizophrenia and other sorts of anxiety disorders. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with Extendivite.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have a few questions I need to field. One is, why do people with ADHD are more likely to do drugs? And maybe that's why they're dying earlier. There was another question I had received a while back on why people do drugs to begin with. Okay, you don't feel good afterwards. What is the psychological motivation to do drugs? We also had a concerned parent that, you know, her kid sees a lot of Seth Rogen movies. And in most Seth Rogen movies, there's marijuana or drugs, etc. In the Hangover movies, there's marijuana. And she's concerned that her kids are watching these movies. And so I told her, well, then stop having to watch rated R movies, because most of these rated R movies nowadays have drugs and marijuana and ecstasy and people getting high and not knowing where they are, and they're glorifying it. Well, what a lot of these movies are doing is they're making it look like that's the norm. Okay? You know, Seth Rogen is, I really appreciate his, I don't like his politics a lot, but I do appreciate his comedic talent. And the one thing that Seth Rogen does, which is something that I do, and I really love this type of, actor, is where they have this, I'm just kind of a typical guy. You know, I don't have a six-pack for a stomach. I'm not good-looking. I'm not no Brad Pitt. I'm not built like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I have money problems. So, you know, in a lot of the Seth Rogen movies, we could relate to him because, you know, he's just kind of, you know, making his way. You know, he's trying to get a paycheck. He's paying taxes. He's trying to get, you know, laid, that kind of thing. Okay, so it's a very relatable character, where I as a parent agree with this other parent, is where now you have a quote unquote everyday person, and so you're relating so well. And then, yeah, so, you know, he, you know, drops some, I don't know, acid or marijuana, or smokes marijuana, or does that, or whatever, and it's supposed to be normal. And so, and, you know, I'll come out of these movies going, really, is that what everybody's doing these? I don't do that. I mean, I, you know, thank God we have the friends that we have, but am I the only ones, even of our friends, that aren't doing drugs like that? And so these movies start to even warp us as adults, our sense of reality. So before that started to happen, we have other reasons why people use drugs, etc. Lately, people are using drugs because it's the thing to do. If you're at a party and everybody is, you know, taking Molly or whatever, you do it. It's either like a rite of passage to the party crowd, or it's something you do when you decide to commit to partying, okay? Like, for example, all right, I mean, when we were growing up, okay, you know, if we were going to go hit a fraternity party or whatever, okay, we went there with the intentions, the criteria, that we were going to drink and get stupid, all right? You know, and so, but now we see different criteria for a lot of these kids with drugs. And it's pretty scary stuff. Now, why would somebody with ADHD be more prone to doing drugs? It all depends. If you look at a typical person with ADHD, and we're looking at the severe ones, okay? Going back to why people do drugs, the big reason is the escape, okay? I don't like the way my life is right now. I could either sit and get depressed about, you know, what's going on in my life, or I could take a medicine and escape temporarily. I don't even care that I'm going to feel bad later that night or the next day. And that's a desire for some. And maybe the reason why attention deficit hyperactivity, I mean, if you look at some of those criteria that were posted in the DSM-4, it makes it look like the average ADHD person can't keep a job. They can't keep a marriage. They can't get, now that's not true. Okay, I see a lot of people. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the wife going, he is so ADHD. She's like, I know. And I'm like, okay, are you even listening to her when she talks to you? I mean, you know, you gotta, come on. You know, I want to work with them on controlling their symptoms. And I do that with my husband too. I've never been diagnosed with attention deficit. I know I've been hyperactive. But yeah, my husband wants to kick back, watch a movie, whatever. I'm ready to go. I'm like, no, I want to go out. So there could be discongruities with certain working relationships, certain marriages, couples, etc. So if these people find themselves more often single, if they find themselves more often in heat at work, or they're working a job that isn't their ideal favorite job because they can't keep a job they really, really want, or they don't like any job, they may be more prone to drugs. Now, the flip side is what I see more often. I see people who used to do drugs just for random reasons. Well, my boyfriend was into it, or my girlfriend was into it, or, you know, I used to be a part of the party scene or whatever, and now they have attention deficit. So I think a lot of these medications can make you attention deficit or make you bipolar-like, where you're quick to react, you're jumpy, you're more irritable. A lot of people have to start walking on eggshells around you because it's like, well, because you're hypersensitive. And I think people who did do cocaine, crack, ecstasy, etc. for a period of time, they start to become more attention deficit. And that brings up the subject, is attention deficit a diagnosis in and of itself, or is it a symptom of something else going on? We see a lot of autistic children have attention deficit. We see some schizophrenic people with attention deficit. We see some bipolar people with attention deficit. So I think it could be both. I think you could have actual attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, but what we're learning is a lot of people have a multitude of things and a syndrome. And the syndrome has multiple things with it, just like metabolic syndrome, right? You could have high cholesterol, have obesity. You could have high blood pressure. You could have diabetes. You could have this picture. You know, a lot of people with high cholesterol have diabetes, or a lot of people with diabetes have high cholesterol. A lot of times they go hand in hand. Some people with gout have high blood pressure. So they don't always have to be mutually exclusive. So if you're a mom like me whose son just turned 15, because it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Mom Takatoshi. Anyway, you know, I'm like, okay, 15 years old. You know, this is a prime time for this kid to start getting used to, you know, getting into drugs. I'm very scared. I'm very worried because, you know, I think, well, you know, what would he want to escape from? look, me, you know. So you as a parent need to look at, number one, does he look like he wants to have escaping behavior, which is also very, very concerning for somebody who you think could be suicidal, too. So you want to look to see, do they have escaping behavior? B, how are they handling bad news? You know, a lot of us are like, okay, you know what, we could cheer them up, we're good, good, good. You know, yeah, they don't like school, yeah, they don't like work, we could cheer them up. But then there's always some bomb that gets dropped, all right? A girlfriend breaking up or somebody getting fired or something happening, computer crashing, whatever. And how do they take it? How do they handle crisis? You know, I wish we could teach these kids crisis management, okay? When things get really crappy, what do? We do fire drills for these kids at school. In California, we had earthquake drills. I'm sure, you know, in Florida, they do hurricane drills. All right, but why are we doing crisis drills? All right, guys, your girlfriend just dumped you. Your parents grounded you. You have no money for gas in the car. What do? No, they don't train these kids. So it's no wonder they start looking at drugs or suicide or whatever. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.